Blog Talk Radio.
Presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Who wanna bet us that we don't touch letters, stack cheddars forever, live treacherous, all these cetera's. To the death of us, me and my confidants, you shine, you feel the ambiance, y'all niggas just rhyme. Body up, though accumulates like snow. We don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show. You feel me? Factions from the other side would love to kill me. Spill three-quarters of my blood into the street, let alone the heat. Fuck em, we hate a nigga loving his life. In all possible ways, know the feds is bugging my life. Hospital days, reflecting when my man laid up. On the uptown high block, you got his side sprayed up. I saw his life.
Oh yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to Chilling with Cheese. I had to start it off with a little Jay-Z, because, of course, in a couple weeks, his man Miguel Cotto will be in action against Canelo Alvarez, so really looking forward to that. So, of course, yeah, hopefully we got a big show lined up today. We're going to go backtrack to last week's fights. Of course, we had the big Terrence Crawford fight on HBO. We also had the week before that Triple G Ramon Gonzalez in action at Madison Square Garden, which was a great show put on by both fighters. And hopefully we got a big show today. I'm really excited. For one, we may have, because he's out in Orlando, Florida, Baltimore's own Gervonta Davis, TMT. Boy, Money Mayweather can't. So for all you TMT ballers out there, hopefully you're listening. Have him calling in the show. Of course, his trainer, Calvin Ford, from Upton Boxing on Pennsylvania Avenue in Baltimore. So hopefully we'll have those guys in here, and they'll shed some light on how training camp is going down, and, you know, for their fight tomorrow night, which will be on Bounce TV in Orlando, Florida. So, yeah, man, hopefully we got a great show. Got another couple guests maybe coming through. My man Tone out in Las Vegas, he's probably going to call in. So he'll be on board today to lend his insight to the fight game and what's going out in Vegas. Real good dude. He also has a blog talk show. So, yeah, we're going to get into it. Again, if everybody, if the listeners out there want to call in and chime in, you can call the show, 718-305-6496. 718-305-6496. Now, of course, coming up next week out in Las Vegas, Brandon Rios. Going against Timothy Bradley, of course. And that's going to be a big night of boxing because you have the guy, kid Mike Reed, out of Waldorf, Maryland. He's going to be on the card, rising lightweight star. And, of course, my pick is the most skilled fighter in the game today, Vasyl Lomachenko, will be on that card as well. So, yeah, we're going to get it cracking with that. And hopefully we'll have some people calling in, chiming on who you think, you know, who you going for in the big Canelo Cotto fight. Also, I'm going to let you guys in on my new top pound for pound list. And I got some interesting people in there and interesting orders, shall I say. But, yeah, man, should be a great show. One interesting dynamic with the Tim Bradley Brandon Rios fight coming up. Of course, Tim Bradley has Teddy Atlas in his corner now. Teddy Atlas, of course, has been in the game a long time. So now he's training Bradley, who is no longer being trained by Joel Diaz. So that'll be interesting to see. Of course, Bob Arum, of course, may, not sure, supposedly Tim Bradley's name has been thrown out there. If he looks impressive against Brandon Rios, having a third fight against Manny Pacquiao coming up. Of course, Manny Pacquiao, who announced this past week that his last fight would be in April 9th, presumably in Las Vegas. I'm not sure yet, but of course, he has some fighters on that he may choose from, whether it be Amir Khan, Terrence Crawford, and as I stated before, Tim Bradley. So I don't know. The Terrence Crawford fight would be really interesting to me. So, yeah, we'll see. But I think I got my man Tone. Tone, is that you?
Yeah, bro, what's good, man?
Hey, what's good, man? Hey, everybody. Of course, my man Tone from out in Las Vegas. How's it going out there, man?
It's cool, man. You know how it is. When a good fight coming up, man, the whole city be electric, you know what I'm saying? So it's cooling out here, you know what I'm saying? But everybody's anticipating this fight that's coming up next week, man.
And that's one good thing. As I said a few weeks ago, man, you hit it off, man. It's like we hit the ground running. You know, we became fast friends. And it's good to have somebody, especially out in Vegas, which to me,
right.
You know, as far as that's the heartbeat of boxing. And
right.
You know, so it's good with somebody like you, knowledgeable guy, man. I appreciate you coming through. As always, you always support me anyway. So what you think about this Rios and Rios dynamic with Tim Bradley having Atlas in his corner now?
Man, to be honest with you, I was thinking about it today. This is what you call like a serious case of a chess match. It's a chess match, man, out this world. Because everybody respects Atlas, you know what I'm saying? Everybody respects Teddy Atlas and the things he's done in boxing. Robert, you know what I'm saying, Garcia, you know what I'm saying, the things he's done. So it's going to come down to who's going to make the mistake. It's a mistake and a risk factor. That's what I say. But to be honest, I really want to see how Tim is going to act once he gets hit.
Right.
I just want to see, because everybody knows Rios can take a punch. But how he going to act when he really gets hit? Is he going to go to fighting, or is he going to be smart? Or, you know what I'm saying? It's just what I'm saying. I'm really anticipating this fight, man. I really am. Seriously.
Right. And I don't – I was watching a small clip with Christina – shout out to Christina Poncha, one of the pretty ladies at Top Rank who does reporting for them. And she was interviewing Tim Bradley, and he was saying how under Atlas that he's focused, he's leaner, which I don't know how you can get more lean. The dude is always cut. I don't know what he's talking about. But he was saying how more focused he is under Atlas. And I found that interesting because he was under Diaz for his whole career. What do you think about that?
I don't know, like, personally what's going on or what happened, but I don't know. There's probably some things that Bradley wasn't happy with. It could be both sides, you know what I'm saying? And plus, you know, he also has extra, you know, more fighters in his camp, too. So probably Tim probably felt like he wasn't getting all this attention. And that does happen, you know what I'm saying? But that's probably what the case would happen, and Bradley just wanted a smarter guy.
Right. And, of course, you know, Atlas has been in the game a long time. But I don't know. As far as Brandon Rios, of course, Brandon is known as, you know, he gets in there and comes right at you. But from what Bradley has been saying, that Atlas wants him to fight smarter. I don't know whether he'll throw that out the window. Because, you know, Bradley, I mean, he can try to fight smart, but, I mean, he's a tough guy, man. Of course, you've seen against Provotnikov and Pacquiao. Once the guy gets hit, he wants to hit back.
Right. Exactly. But this is what I think. For Bradley to fight Pacquiao, you know, when Pacquiao got knocked out by Marquez, then he fought, you know what I'm saying, Rios. So Rios going to really – Rios going to know how to fight him. Meaning that he's going to probably chase him down and put, like, a way more pressure. That's what I can see, and that would be very benefit for Rios. But then Bradley, he's going to have to fight. He's going to have to fight. He can't just footwork and pop shot and punch off the angles and, you know what I'm saying, and roll punches. Like, he really got a punch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
Like, he's going to have to fight. So, I'm actually excited about this fight. Like, it's a Mayweather-Pacquiao, honestly.
You know what, man? And I said the same thing. And I don't want people to underestimate this fight because,
right.
as we stated before, I mean, it has a lot of dimensions to it. And as far as we stated last time we talked, I mean, this may dictate what goes on at the beginning of next year as far
right.
as Bradley. I don't know whether I want to see a Bradley-Pacquiao 3 because I believe that Amir Khan and Pacquiao would be a great fight, even a Terrence Crawford.
Right.
But what do you think about as far as Manny Pacquiao and his April 9th date on who you think he should fight?
Honestly, I'll say him and Amir Khan just because mm-hmm. I'm not an Amir Khan fan. I mean, everybody knows that. But I think Amir Khan really earned his spot to at least fight Pacquiao. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
So, but Bud? No, not yet, man. Not Bud. Not Bud, man. Not Bud. Not Bud. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But not Bud, man. No, not. It's too early, man. It's like, what is this? That'll be his fourth fight at 147. I mean, excuse me, 140. So,
40.
No, not yet, man. I can see him fighting like a groaner.
Right. But you know what, man? I don't hate to say it. I'm going to come out and say it. I think he would tear the fur off a groaner. I really do, man. What do you think?
If Broder boxes smart,
okay.
And we got to fight. But if he's
fought
like he did Porter, dog, it ain't going to work.
No.
It's not going to work because they both can't play with each other, man. You know how Terrence Crawford, he'll wait a couple rounds.
That's right. But see, the thing about Crawford, too, which is different from Porter's known to throw them kitchen sink shots where he just go. I mean, Crawford is really disciplined. And I think if Broner doesn't come to fight, I think Crawford has a chance to, like, as you stated, I mean, after a couple of rounds, with that length and that he has long arms, I don't know, man. That would be a good fight.
Yeah, interesting, but I don't know, man. It's a lot of let's say fantasy matches out there. It's a lot of fantasy
right.
matches out there, man. You know, but yeah. I really, you know what I'm saying? I really want to see how this whole year is going to end. How it's going to end. How it's
right,
going to
right,
end
right.
and who, because there's a whole lot of changes going to be happening. You know what I'm saying? Floyd and retired and, you know, so the game is open. A lot of great stars is coming up, you know, and I'm just really anticipating how this year going in because the best year to me in boxing was probably 2003 or no
right,
2013
right.
with Broner and Madonna. How that ended, that was crazy.
Right, right.
That was crazy. I was right. like, wow. So I want to see how this year going in.
Yeah, man, that's gonna be crazy. And of course, the 21st, which I know y'all pumped up.
Oh,
as far as Cotto Canelo, tell me what you think about that.
Now, like as the fight getting close, like I said, I got Canelo, but then again, we forgetting about Cotto.
Right, right.
A lot of we forgetting about Cotto. We can't forget about Cotto. Well, the new Cotto, excuse me. You know what I'm saying, but is what are those? You just gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
I know, man, and you know what? It seems to me, and like I think you said before, a lot of people have Canelo having the edge. Of course, in his last fight against Kirkland, I mean, that was a 3-round war, and I don't know, man. He looked great. What do you take from his last fight?
For those that don't know, I was actually pulling for Kirkland. But see,
right,
I know
right.
that Ann Wolf wasn't in his corner. So I was like, oh,
right.
my God. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Kirkland was working him in that first round, like, but then Canelo Patient had his composure and just started and just started coming at him. So, but he looked at, he had to fight. Kirkland made him fight. And
that's right.
That's how that ended. You know what I'm saying? It was a good three rounder, but God, it was, you know, it was just something. But I mean, could they, him and Cotto, they both coming off knockouts. Stop.
Right. Right.
So it's. I just hope they both come in well prepared. No shoulders injuries.
I know, right? Hey, I know there was a serious shoulder injury. That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, from what I see and what I've heard, I mean, Cotto looks great out there in California. You know, of course, he trains out of the famed Wildcard Gym in Hollywood. So, from what I hear, he looks great. And I saw that Jay-Z visited him yesterday or the day before. So, from all accounts, he's looking great, which it doesn't surprise me. But, of course, a lot of people will always say, well, he was going against Sergio, and Sergio, well, at that point, his leg wasn't the same. He didn't move the same. And then, of course, they say he overmatched Daniel Gill. And, I mean, I got to give a man credit. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Roach got him throwing that hook again. I mean, what do you think about that and his chances, you know?
I don't want to say a puncher's chance. But then again, it's a tough one. It's really tough to say because it's kind of similar. They kind of similar, but then Cotto has that killer instinct. We've seen it before.
Right.
So
yeah, I don't know.
It's tough, man. And Andre Ward is also on the card. I think they announced that. He's on that card,
too. Yeah, I saw that. What do you think about that? I mean, now, and for my money, all three of those guys are in my top pound-for-pound list. What do you think about Andre? And after this fight, of course, people are going to look for him to step it up. Who do you think he should take on as far as the beginning of the year?
I would say... I'm hearing Kovalak like in the future, but I mean, give us what we want, man. You know who we want to see him against? Triple G, man.
I know, right? And that's
that's what we want to see. Like that's because he clinked out that whole division like bad. So, I mean, let's make it happen, man. Just them two, because he's
I don't know.
A problem. He's definitely a problem,
but I'm going to try my best to say it in my best Kazakhstan voice, but after the fight, which he demolished Lemieux, and the guy, he has a quiet confidence, sort of like a Kovalev or something. He doesn't really trash talk. No, I'm going to take that back. Golovkin does sneak trash talk. I'm going to tell you this, because he will say stuff like, you know, I'm the drama show. I will put on a drama show. And people really like that. And he said he wants to take all the belt in the middleweight division.
Exactly. Exactly.
So he makes no bones of it. And I got to give the man credit. People have been ducking him for 5 years, pretty much. And at this point, they just got to fight him now because, as he stated, he's taking belt by belt by belt and opponent by opponent and just demolishing them. So... everybody's looking forward to him fighting the winner of this fight. Most people think Canelo may win, but I don't know. Cotto has that belt, so I don't know.
Man, I feel like this. Emmett Cotto did good enough. Cotto won't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Cotto will fight anybody, just like Zab Zulu will. Shout out to Zab. You got to fight on the 14th out here, you know, so that the DLC, but stronger matchup with Canelo will work.
Right.
It's crazy.
I know, man. And I want to tell everybody listening, I'm trying to get, or they may be calling in. They're supposed to be calling in the show. I got Calvin Ford and Javonte Davis. Of course, you know, Javonte out in Vegas. Right, he trains at the Mayweather gym. Of course, he's from here. Cross-town kid from Baltimore, Maryland. So hopefully we have him calling in. He said he would call in around 7:15, 7:20. So
okay,
we'll see, man. So keep our fingers crossed with that one.
Speaking of homeboy, man, when Floyd was training for the Berto fight, man, and Floyd was, I think Floyd actually working with him, so he got a great dope future, man. My man is he off the hook, though.
Oh man, can you hear that dialing?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to get every. Excuse me, we going the old fashioned way, but I'm trying to get in touch with him now. So, yeah, we just going. Yeah. Hey, Calvin.
Hey, what's going on? What's
happening? Hey, Calvin. Hey, everybody. Got Calvin Ford. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing okay, man. Just sit down eating dinner with Javante.
Oh man, it's great, man. Everybody, of course. Hey, I got my man Tone on the line too. I set everybody up. Hey, Calvin, how's training camp going out there?
Oh, it's going pretty fair. You know, we just got finished making weight, and now we just sit down and eat our meals to get ready for the month.
That's great, man. I've really been putting your name out there because I've told a lot of people. I mean, you've been in the game a long time. Of course, you're from my hometown, but a lot of people don't realize how good of a trainer you are. I think you're ready to shine. And you're on spotlight as one of the best trainers in America. How you got started in the game?
I can't hardly hear because you're breaking out. Say it again.
I'm sorry, I was telling everybody how you got started in the game as far as how you got involved in boxing.
If anybody from Baltimore know, I had a friend named Reggie Gross, my friend, past life, and Warren Boydley. Warren Boydley had tried to make the Olympic team, and Reggie Gross, you know, he fought Mike Tyson back in the day. So when in my previous life, when I got incarcerated, me and Reggie Gross got close, and he always knew that I was real good with my hands. And he just watched me train and start teaching me a few things with the actual box when I get home. And when I got home, my son and my nephew was in the basement messing around with the heavy bag that I put up, and I asked my cousin did he taught him how to box. I took him to a gym in Baltimore, Hooks Before Hooks, that a friend of mine named Gary that I knew when I was in the streets back in the day. He said, man, they opened up a gym with Hassan Rockman, just one title. So I started going to the gym there, and then next thing I know, I've been doing this the rest of my life so far.
I heard that, man, and that's what's so fascinated about you, man. I always big you up wherever I go because I know how tough it is, you know, in the city. Especially where you at. I mean, that's a tough part, one of the toughest parts of Baltimore. Just tell the people, as far as the kids that you bring into your gym, tell them where some of the kids are coming from.
Well, some of them are coming from single parents. Some of them don't have parents. Some of them are going through a lot of situations that I went through when I was young and other people that, you know, going through in the city, you know, going through, you know, trying to just find a way of having something to do. So, you know, when I sit back and reflect on my life, you know, just trying to give back, do something positive, so when I leave this world, nobody can't talk about my past, they can only talk about what I've done.
That's right.
On that.
That's right. And for a lot of people listening around the country, Calvin's gym is Upton, which is on Pennsylvania Avenue. And a lot of people may know the area as far as the central part of the whole riot situation. But you're one of the positive things going on in that neighborhood. I just want you to speak on, you know, as far as how that neighborhood is dealing as far as the aftermath of the riots and how things are picking back up in the neighborhood.
Well, actually, my gym is part of Parks and Recreation up in Boston. We just had a new mural put up. As you know, that we have Jerontae Tank Davis. We have Cecil McCullough. Actually, it's fighting Saturday on Premier Sports Saturday night.
That's right.
And we're right up the street from Ground Zero. We're right up the street from Ground Zero where the Rocks is actually at. And fortunately, like, you know, they see the work that the kids are doing in the neighborhood, that they didn't even touch the gym. I mean, all the stuff that they were doing. And we actually kept the gym open. You know, a lot of friends from around the country, from all the tournaments that Devontae been to and all the other kids been to, was like, Calvin, if you need anything, if anything happened to the gym, you know, we're going to support you. But because of the work that they've been putting on and seeing what we're doing in the city, they didn't even touch the gym. And
that's
they
right.
They come out to support it. And actually, after that event that happened, Devontae's been making a lot of major moves. You know, he signed with Mayweather. He's like the beacon of the city. And, you know, his work that he's doing in the city and what he's doing, trying to show them if you stick to your goals, stick to your dreams, things can come true. So right now he's trying to put that work in so he can actually be an advocate in the city for the young youth. You know, so he's grinding real hard to be that one to show that he can do it. You know, our town is based on football players and basketball players. As you see,
right.
We didn't have that many basketball players coming out of town like we used to. We have a few football players that actually made it, so that's good. So, you know, Baltimore got a lot of good stuff to happen for. You know,
that's right.
You know, I was just on the elevator, and the guy said that you can – he didn't say Baltimore, he said Bodymore. You know, that, you know, the city was known for bodies. Chicago the same way. You know, all cities go through their ups and downs. You understand?
That's right. That's right.
And we're just trying to show the positive side of our town. Because we got every city got bad and good, you know. But that ride really changed a lot to show that they got to really do something for the youth. And actually, our numbers in our gym, more kids are coming to the gym, you know,
because
now they saying that something is happening in our gym, you know, with Devontae doing his thing, trying to, you know, help the community. And like I always tell him, I said, listen, man, I got to give it to you, because when I sit there and look at some of my pictures of all the kids that have been through, I had Angelo Ward, he got killed. We had Blue Sorry. He's facing a whole bunch of time. I have a guy named Bill. He's locked up. Another kid named Ramon, my first national champion. He's gone. A lot of kids that had potentials of going things locked up. I watched Angelo Spard, Terrence Crawford. I watched Angelo Spard, Danny Garcia. And we have the same people that compete against them. And some of the coaches, when they see me, man, they said, man, where you been at? I said, I didn't have a kid to make it to this level. And only two kids that actually made it to that level is Tank and actually, you know. So when you sit back and look at it, man, we do have potential and we have prospects in our town, but we just think we got to stay on that path and just wait for their turn to come, you know.
That's right. And one great thing about you, man, is, as you said before, you've been there and you've done it. So, and I know it's tough for every city, you know, in America, where, you know, these kids got to navigate through a lot of things, whether it's gang violence, drugs, you know, broken homes or whatever, man. I commend you on, you know, trying to help, especially, you know, our kids here. You know, trying to stay on the straight and narrow, because it's tough. But as you stated, you know, they didn't have the agenda.
I give all my thanks to my Lord, and I give all my thanks to Devontae and the kids in the gym for keep pushing me to try to break through that door. You know, so it's basically them that's actually making us coaches put the work in. You know, because we always say, if you do what you're supposed to do, you make us do what we're supposed to do.
That's right, I totally respect that. And, you know, as we always say, real recognize real, and that's probably why you know, they did not touch a gym, you know, when things popped off or whatever, and they understand that you're just trying to make a difference in the community, whether they out there doing wrong or not. They got to respect that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. You know, I try to reflect on when I was little. You know, I wasn't the best kid in the world, but I was a kid in Baltimore. So, again,
right.
I'm just trying to change all the wrong that I did to try to make a difference in my town. So when the day I leave or I leave stuff like Mr. Mack did, Mr. Mack left a legacy to give us something for.
That's right. And you know what? I go over there, you know, quite often. It's funny you mentioned, you know, Mr. Mack, because, you know, of course, you know, Kenny and all those guys over there, they just like you, man, they trying to do the positive thing, you know, in the city. Is there any way we can speak to Javonte? Is he busy right now, or what's he doing?
Right now, he's eating, but I'll let him get a shout out. You know, after you just get finished eating and stuff, I mean, you know, trying to make weight all day, you know.
Yeah.
But I would like for him to say something, but he'd be ready to fight tomorrow. I'm going to try to get him on the line right now. Just hold on.
Okay. All right. Yeah, everybody. That was Calvin Ford, of course, you know, from Upton Boxing here in Baltimore, training for Javonte Davis.
Hello.
So, hey, Javonte, how you doing, man?
How you doing?
How you doing? How's training camp go for you, man?
Everything went great. Just ready to put in the work now. You know.
I know, that's right. I know you. Calvin say you eating us, so I know you was ready to grub after the weigh-in.
Yeah, I was hungry. I'm good now.
That's good, man. And he was talking, man, you a positive role model. Of course, you know, I wrote a small little blog post on you the other night. First of all, I appreciate you telling me thank you for it. I respect that. But
yeah.
I always try to, you know, big up the young kids, you know, from my town that's really trying to make it. Speak on what it means, you know, as far as you being a role model for the kids here in Baltimore.
It means a lot, you know, that I have an effect on other people's, you know, lives and stuff like that. I can make them better themselves and not out here just making them, you know, go crazy or, you know, doing negative stuff. So me just giving them positive energy and then feeding off it, it's great to me. And it motivates me to do better.
Yeah. How did you start out in the game, man? What got you in the Calvin's gym? How'd that happen?
My mom and father was on drugs, so I had to I went to foster care and stuff like that. Then my grandmother got me out, so I was a new kid on the block, a new kid at the school, so fighting a lot. And my uncle sent me fight, you know, and he wanted to try to get some project. So both of my two of my uncles brought me to the gym, and I stayed ever since.
Right, man, and you know, and you being so young, you like I stated in my wrote in my blog post, you've already made a name for yourself as having a strong work ethic for a young guy. Where did that come from, man? Is that just something you had in you at an early age, or?
Yeah, just saying it was better than, you know, saying it's better than Baltimore, bigger than Baltimore. So we just having that vision and stuff like that for my family and stuff. It was great. So at a young age, I always had the drive.
Man, that's amazing. And, of course, man, you turned that around. You made it work for yourself. And you're a lucky man because not only you got a great trainer, you know, and a mentor on Calvin Ford, but now you're part of, you know, the TMT. And I call you the new leading man of TMT. And I'm going to state that right now. I think you are going to be one of the pound-for-pound best in the world soon. What is it like out there with Floyd, man?
Wow. It's great. You know, he teaches me and motivates me on a lot of levels, you know. He has sit-down talks, long talks at night. He teaches me the game, you know. And I'm just great to have him.
Right. And I don't know, as you were, you know, as you started your young career, were there any fighters that you took, you know, little bits and pieces of as you try to mold your fight game until, you know, of course you would want to be world championship status. Are there some fighters that you really model your game after?
Can you repeat that question again?
Yeah, were there any fighters that you kind of emulated your style from or took from to try to mold you into what you want to be as far as a world champion?
There's a lot of guys I watch. It's like just piggyback off like a little bit of everybody, you know. I watched Mark Peterson, Anthony Peterson, Adrian Broner, and Floyd Mayweather. They're the only guys I watch in boxing. Unless it's someone that I know from the amateurs or I've been around and stuff like that.
That's right. That's cool, man. And that's I respect. I know you got to go. I know you can't see. I know you want to enjoy your family and what. But I had one question, man. I saw you the other night. That I had a chuckle with it. I saw you in the kitchen dancing, man. So what kind of music do you listen to?
I was just homeboy.
Usher spin, right?
Yeah. I was bored. Huh? I was a cat. And I was bored. You know, just in the house by myself.
Right.
I just started throwing stuff. I don't know what that came up with that one.
Yeah, I was like, is he? It was a cross between Chris Brown and Usher, man. I was like, I hear you, homie.
Yeah.
When I ain't gonna hold you, but I want to tell you, man, that you know, as a young guy growing up in Baltimore, I'm gonna always big you up, and you know, put you in a positive light. I want you to you know, make sure that you make us proud here in Baltimore, okay?
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right, and tell Calvin I get winning when he get back in town, brother.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Yeah, Tony, you still there, man? Everybody, I'm still here. Hello? Yeah, but that was Javonte Davis,
yeah.
Of course. Are you still there, Tone?
Yeah. I had some extra stuff going on in the background, but I'm good.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I had to get them in because I knew Calvin said he'd be on the run, so. He tried to fit it in, so I appreciate them doing that. What you think about this kid, man?
He's from what I've seen, man. He pays attention to, you know, saying like when I take Floyd talking to him and showing him this and telling him this and that, he was like really focused and tuned. And I say that because, you know, anytime you got like a celebrity or somebody that's really up there in entertainment or athlete, you know, wise, you don't listen just to be listening. He was listening like, okay, this is what I can do to make myself better instead of being like, you know what I'm saying? And he's very mature in that, man. So I was just like really tripping off that. So if he just stay focused, man, and, you know, say take care of his body and just continue to be great, man, he's going to be a problem out here for real. He's going to be a problem.
Yeah. And what I respect, I was joking about dancing in the kitchen, but that's one of the things, you know, he's out there in Vegas, of course, as you know, I mean, you living out there, man, it's crazy, big. And I mean, it's a lot to get into, but for a young kid, you know, dancing in his kitchen, you know, lets you know, all right, I'm still a kid at heart, and I'm going to try, you know, he could have been anyway. You know, your city never sleep, for real. So, I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
I respect that, man.
it's something though, you know what I'm saying? You ever been out to Vegas, y'all know what time it is when that sun go down. But as long as he just stay focused, man, stay around the right people, and he'll be all right. That's it, man. Just hard work and dedication. I know it sounds kind of cliche, but it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Just stay focused, man. And my man is gonna be out here. You know what I'm saying? So, cause this box is out here, that's coming out here. Every day.
That's right.
Every day. You know what I'm saying? So it's competition. It's competition, man. And all you got to do is stay focused. So we'll see, man. We're going to see.
And you know what? It's funny you say that. I was telling guy, you know, when I was at the Golovkin fight, I said the same exact thing. I said that Mayweather gym is sort of like the new Crump is sort of like the new, you know, up-and-coming gym, even though Mayweather's been there for a while. But you know how the old-school gyms where they congregate to, whether it's Headbangers Gym in D.C. or wherever, those big-time gyms seem to, once they get that certain powerhouse fighter they seem to congregate to. Of course, like Wildcard and Manny Pacquiao. You know,
right,
everybody
exactly.
congregates to these gyms. And like you said, when they go to these gyms, it's no joke. So
right,
they got to actually
not,
fight
man.
To get to, yeah.
It,
and you've been
exactly.
I want you to.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I want you to tell the folks, because you've been there firsthand, what's it like at the Mayweather gym when you got hundreds of people crowded in that gym?
All right, it's like this, man. Everybody has something to prove. Everybody.
That's right.
Everybody. I've been in gang of gyms. I've never been in one like this. And
it's
hardcore talking. Is a whole lot of crap talking going on. Like, you have to be on your A game. Like, you literally have to be on your A game. You got to show this. You got to show that. My man, Ray, I'm going to call him Ray because I know him by his government name,
right.
is one of the floor
right.
security, right? He's one of the floor security. If you've seen
exactly.
the All Access, y'all know who I'm talking about. And
right, exactly.
my man, you already know what happened. I ain't got to go into it, but you see what happened, how they was clowning. That is
right
to what goes on. You know what I'm saying? It could happen.
And
it has
and
happened,
that's
man,
what,
but it's a whole lot.
Oh,
cold,
my goodness.
And
the same
about it.
That's right. And the reason why we're laughing because folks out there, Tone has been there quite a bit. And I wanted him to say that because I knew where you was going with this, and it's no joke out there. And like you say, you got to have a thick skin, and I just wanted you to set the scene. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was great,
like good in there, like just, yeah, I'm finna. No, like you really got to show up. You
That's
really
right.
got to show. And there, I mean, because first of all, they gym is like targeted. They got a big bullseye on their gym. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? I mean, it's a lot of talented guys in there, not just Badu, Jack, or Treasure, or Jay Leon, or Nikki Bay. I mean, you got the young
right.
guy out of Chicago. They call him the Beast, and he's knocking
okay.
cats
yes.
out. He's like
yes.
a big, yeah, he's like a big forward.
He fought a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So at the pond,
yeah,
so it's a talent that's coming out of there, man. But then you got Jessica Fraser, you know what I'm saying, female boxer.
Right.
She got
right.
a fight covered up. So it's some talent that's coming out of there, but they just got a bullseye on their back. And if you a boxer, you come to that gym, you got to be on your A game. You just can't be talking that smack, man, because everybody trying to be that number one cat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, it's more than the money, but cats want that spot. They want their permanent spot. So
that's right.
I got to come in there right. You know what I'm saying? And you will get clowned bad.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And that's coming from a man who knows it quite well. Before we go, we've talked about this. We kind of text each other this pound for pound thing. So
right.
Give me yours, man. I mean, I'll let you go and tell me what you think.
I had no order at all, but I got to go with Kell Brook. I got to
okay.
go with Rigondeaux, of course.
Okay.
Lara. I got to go with Lara. I got to say Cotto.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence Crawford.
Right.
Gary Russell.
Yeah, Gary Russell's very good.
Gary Russell.
He's fighting that guy. Yeah, man.
Man, you know what I'm saying? So,
man.
I gotta
Ain't no
say,
joke.
Man, just cause, I gotta say Lamont Peterson. Because that last fight
okay.
he had was kind of, that fight was tough, man.
That fighter was good, man. He's no
yeah.
joke.
Right, and shout out to Diaz because he did his thing. And
yes, sir.
I know I get ridiculed for saying this right here. I
Uh-oh.
Get ridiculed, but I got to say
Uh-oh.
I got to say
Uh-oh.
Yuri Gamboa, man. Yuri Gamboa. Seriously.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You got him in the top 10?
Yeah. Really young boy.
Okay. Okay.
I got him, but
you caught
I
me off guard with that one.
That's what I'm saying. It all way I get ridiculed for it. Like, really? Like,
right?
So
right.
He was down at the. He was actually helping Floyd prepare for, Berto.
Okay.
For those that didn't know, yeah, he was down there, so I got to see him spar. I really got to see him spar, and so I had to put him in there, and I don't know how many that is, and
Nah, that's cool, yeah, man.
But that's who I say. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say like Triple G yet, because this is like that's his first real fight.
Okay.
To me, but if he fights, let's say if he fights Peter Quillen or Daniel Jacobs, and then I give it up to him.
Okay.
I'm just saying,
now, you know,
like,
that,
somebody like that.
Yeah, and that fight, of course, coming up, you know, Battle Brooklyn, December 5th. Who you got in that fight?
I got to go with Jacobs.
Uh-oh.
I got to go with Jacobs. I did not like Peter Quillen as a boxer. I did not like Peter Quillen. I mean, even though he's from my grandfather's little state, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, shout out to G-Raps. But I just
that's
can't
right.
do it because when he fought, who did he fight? And he should have lost that fight, but they still gave it to him. Homeboy, when he fought Gabe?
Yeah.
Come on now, like. Like, come on, man. Like, I was just like, I can't do it. Kid Tackle, I can't do it. But when he fought the Dominican cat, I had met him when he was out here for the one of these Floyd fights. I forgot who it was because he was a southpaw. And he got rocked by that southpaw, so I forgot his name. Yeah. But his name, like, Gormelo or something like that. But, I'm going with Jacobs.
Yeah. And see, Jacobs, he's a good fighter, too. But with that fight against Sergio Mora, which did not end, you know, how everybody wanted to because of the Mora injury. But Mora, who's not a really heavy puncher, rocked him. So, I don't know. Quillen can may catch him with a shot, man. I don't know.
Yeah. Shout out to Sergio. He came to the club a couple of times.
Uh-oh.
He came to the club. He came to the club. That's all. He cool dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, we mess with each other all the time. But I was like, you know what I'm saying? I said something about his little ankle or whatever. I was like, you in the club though, right? You know, he's playing with his kicking away. Yeah, but he's a cool dude, man. But I just have my man Jacobs, man. But Jacobs just got a little bit greedy, excited, and got caught, but.
Yeah.
Peter Quillen got caught too by
yeah, I'm telling you.
What's his name?
The white dude.
You're talking about man, I know you. Andy Lee, wasn't it?
Yeah, Andy Lee. Shout out to Andy Lee. He got caught.
Yeah.
He got caught.
Yeah.
So I think we got an even fight. We got an even fight, but I'm going with Jacobs, man.
Yeah, I'd be remiss. I should have. When you said Lamar Peterson, of course, shout out to Headbangers Gym down in D.C., who is another one of those gyms, just like Mayweather Camp, where you got to come in there and you got to bring it every night. So shout out to Lamar and his brother Anthony Peterson down at Headbangers. Now, of course, you remember, Adrian trained down there too, as well as Austin Trout a couple times. So, man, they really bring it down there. But, it's cool, man, but – Yeah, Tone, I appreciate you coming through, man. Of course, you always looking out for me. So,
man.
What you got coming up, man? Let everybody know what you got.
I don't have anything up the sleeve yet because I've just been doing everything spontaneously lately. Like, seriously, anything you see has been like that day or the day before. I really haven't had anything like planned, but believe me, it's a lot of stuff that's going on. And just stay tuned because I can say continue to support Cheese, you know what I'm saying, and his website, check it out, you know, my boxing heads on it, man, and it's a lot going on, you know what I'm saying, and I'm just blessed to be doing everything, man, that's possible, you know what I'm saying.
I appreciate it. We're both kind of anxiously waiting because we're both growing in the game, so We're both kind of anxiously waiting to see if we get his credentials for the fight next week. So, hey, folks out there, that's what you got to do as far as when you get into the game, you kind of got to kind of fight your way up, and that's what me and Tone are doing. And,
right on.
So, yeah, we apply for these credentials, and slowly but surely we're making our way, you know, up the ladder. But we're not like the big ones like ESPN, so we got to actually – wait to see if we get it. So hopefully, you know, we can keep the train moving.
I gotta give a shout out to Top Rank. You know what I'm saying? Golden Boy.
That's right.
Gotta give it a hey, maybe take True TV, HBO Showtime. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Let's make it happen, man.
I know, and I want to, you know, because if we give them a shout out, maybe they'll look out for us. Of course, so it's all good, though. I mean, we having fun with it and just rolling with it, see what happens.
Right.
If things do pop off, I'll be seeing you out there next week, man.
Sure enough, man. And It was something else. I'm trying to see what's going on with the Zab fight. I'm trying to see what's going on. Is that the DL-Tell? So, I don't know. I really don't have that much info on it, so I know I'll have to probably hit up. I forgot the brother name that works with him. I'll probably have to hit him up to see what's going on. But it's a lot of fights that's going on, man. It's a lot of fights going on.
Yeah, man. Of course.
If
you ever out in Vegas, check my man Tone out. You at Caesars, right? Caesars Palace.
Yeah, I'm at Caesars Palace. Caesars Palace out there, you know what I'm saying, at Omnia Club, Omnia Hottest Club in the city, you know what I'm saying, come through, say what up, you know, so a lot of people come through there. Drake just had his birthday party there, and he was off the hook.
Hey, he didn't,
you know what I'm saying?
Yo, he didn't dance, did he?
You know what's funny? I wasn't even in that room, but I was hoping, I was asking people, I was like, did he dance? Did he do that dance? They were like, no, he was, you know what I'm saying, he was skunking out his brain, you know what I'm saying? I was like, wow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I was like, dang. I was like, oh, all right then. It wasn't nothing crazy, though. But, yeah, man, there was a lot of people that came through and showed up, man. So make sure y'all come through. Come to Club Omnia. It's going down Halloween weekend. Y'all be cool. Be safe. It gets real wicked out here. So y'all just be all right out there, man. And it's going to be cool. Continue to support Cheese, check out his shows, and dope show, man. Just thanks for having me, man. Work.
My man, all love. I catch up with you, brother.
All right, man. That's what's up. All right, man.
All right. Hey.
All right.
Yeah, everybody. That was my man, Tone, out in Vegas. Of course, he said he'd come through and holler at me, so I hope you guys enjoyed him. Real cool dude. As I stated, I met him a couple months ago out there in you know, he's trying to grind it out like I am. So, you know, if you're ever out there, of course, like he stated at the club in Caesars Palace, check him out. He's a cool dude, down-earth dude, and he'll do whatever he can to help you out. And Lord knows he's going to help me out, trust me. So much respect to him, of course. Thanks for Javonte Davis and Calvin Ford coming in. And Calvin, of course, shedding a lot of insight on how it was, you know, as him as a youngster growing up in the tough city of Baltimore, and how he's trying to make a difference one day at a time. So you got to give him much respect, and of course to the young, as I call him, the new leading man of TMT, Javonte Davis, who, you know, is making a positive influence as well on our city. So, yeah, man, we're looking forward to big things for him. If you happen to, I'm not positive if his fight is going to be televised on Bounce TV tomorrow at 9 o'clock, but he will be on that card. So if you got Bounce TV, check the card out at 9. And it also may be playing online, so check it out. See if you can get Javonte. I'm telling you, this guy has his skills off the chart. He's only 20 years old. So, yeah, I know we had some callers calling in. We had kind of had the line flooded, and I didn't want to let Calvin and Javonte leave, so I'm sorry I did not get to y'all. But I hope you understand because, you know, I wanted, you know, everybody out there, and, you know, had a few people calling, you know, from across the country who wanted to chime in. But hope you understand, you know, when we, you know, me growing in a game when you get these guys on a, you know, you want to get them on here and, you know, get the reputation growing for the my radio show. So, yeah, man, it's been a great show. I'm enjoying the conversation. Got a minute or two, so if anyone wants to chime in, it's 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. Also want to give a shout-out to everybody who's been purchasing the Chilling with Cheese boxing T-shirts and the Sweet of Science ladies T-shirt. I mean, it makes me really feel good, you know, everybody out there supporting me. Actually, it's gone a lot better than I thought I did. I mean, it's really been doing well, and I still got them. Go on to the website or go on to my Facebook like page, and, yeah, you can get them that way as well. But, it's been really great. So it's another thing to help get the ladies more involved in the sport of boxing, because we really need you too, because, you know, it makes it fun. And the guys, you know, you go home after a hard day's work and your ladies talk about the next big fight coming. Maybe it can be a date night. You never know. So it's all good, though. But, yeah, hopefully, I don't know right now if I'll be in Las Vegas next Friday or not, but if I am, I will be doing a show from the Brandon Rios versus Tim Bradley weigh-in that day. So hopefully, you know, things come up. If things work out, it'll happen. But if not, I will still be doing a show here at home. And hopefully we have some people calling in from out there. You know, I may have some special guests calling in and giving us some more insight on big fight weekend. The next couple of weeks in Vegas is going to be off the hook, so. Yeah, I'll keep you guys posted, and just keep checking the blog, you know, checking the Twitter, checking the Instagram. I always try to keep little notes and pictures coming to you guys and little insights. So before I go, I also want to backtrack to a couple weeks ago. I want to give a shout out to Dan Rayfield of ESPN, who, you know, really made me feel at home. And, you know, I went up to him and told him who I was. And some people you can really tell who are genuinely, you know, appreciative of you coming up to expressing your feeling to him. So I appreciate him, you know, showing me some love. And I respect also Oscar De La Hoya as well, who also greeted me well. So, yeah, shout out to some of the bigwigs in the game who showed me some love in Madison Square Garden a couple weeks ago. But, yeah, that's going to wrap my show up. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And just keep following me, and I'm going to keep doing what I can to make you guys proud and happy and have a good time for an hour. So until my next show, I'm Cheese, and I'm out.
Who want the best that we don't touch? Let us stack cheddars forever. Live treacherous, all these veterans. To the death of us, me and my confidants. You shine, you feel the ambiance. Y'all niggas just rhyme. Body ounce though accumulates like snow. We don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show. You feel me? Factions from the other side would love to kill me. Spill 3/4 of my blood into the street, let alone the heat. Fuck him, I hate a nigga loving his life. In all possible ways, no defense is bugging my life. Hospital days, reflecting when my man laid up. On the uptown high block, he got his side sprayed up. I saw his life slipping. This is a minor setback, yo, still in all we living. Just dream about to get back. That made him smile, though his eyes said, pray for me. I do you one better and slay these niggas faithfully. Murder is a tough thing to digest. It's a slow process. And I ain't got nothing but time. I had near brushes, not to mention 3 shots, close range, never touched me. Divine intervention, can't stop by from drinking my ties with Tata down in Nevada. Ha ha, bye bye. Word life, I dabbled in crazy weight. Without rap, I was crazy straight. Potting, I'm still spending money from 88. What? I'm out for president. Know what? I make you and your whack man fold like bad hands, roll like Monopoly. Advance, you copy me like white crystal. I gross the most.
close to the end of the fiscal year than these niggas could wish to. The dead presidential candidate with the sprinkles in the presidential ice that'll offend you in due time when crime flees my mind. All sneak thieves and player haters can shine. But until then, I keep the trillion cut diamond shining brilliant. I tell you half the story, the rest you fill it in. Long as the villain win, I spend Japan yen. The 10 major events catch me in the joint. Convince my iguanas is biting. J-A-Y hyphen, controlling, manipulating. I got a good life, man. Pounds and pants,